Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And yesterday I began a message which I've entitled Lonely Hours and Lonely Days. And this is an experience I think every single human heart experiences at one time or another in their life. As I shared yesterday, even Jesus, who was in perfect and precious communion at all times with his Father, when he was on the cross, he cried out, "Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?" And he felt such a sense of aloneness, bearing the guilt of all of mankind's sin, as well as the excruciating physical suffering that he had gone through. Just before his death, he uttered those words. He said, "Lord, where are you? Father, where are you?" And so because he can identify with us the emotions we experience, you may be at a time in your life that you feel very, very much alone, that you don't have anyone who really cares for you. Your loved ones may have passed away, and you feel isolated, and it's just a very helpless place where you feel that you are cut off from the human race. And the enemy will do all he can to make you feel that way. And in fact, there's a scripture in Proverbs that says, it addresses this. It says in Proverbs 14 and 10, "The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy." So in other words, no one, only God himself, even if you have the best of relationships, even if you're surrounded by a large family, many family members, many good friends, as well as a church family, still there are times the things that you go through, no one can fully understand, no one can fully relate except our Lord. And so what can we do in times when we feel so isolated, so cut off? And as I say, it may come in different seasons in our lives that we don't have family, we don't have loved ones, you've lost a spouse, whatever it is, and there's such a sense of being alone. But God has an answer for us. That's how our emotions might feel, but Jesus has promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. We looked yesterday at the experience of how Joshua must have felt when he had the incredible responsibility to take the Israelites into the promised land. Moses was gone. It's now on his shoulders. He must have felt, certainly, somewhat intimidated, because otherwise the Lord wouldn't have given him such great encouragement. In fact, he even had a vision of the Lord Jesus standing as captain of the host. He said, "Don't be afraid, I'll be with you." And we find in Scripture another man feeling all alone in the midst of his enemies. And as I say, sometimes we tend to put on a pedestal the servants of God that are mentioned in the Bible, but they weren't any different from us. They had the same kind of emotions. They pressed on and had courage even when they didn't feel like it. And let's take just a few moments to look at Isaac, the son of Abraham. He was a miracle, his birth, his conception. There was no way his aged parents in the natural should have had a child, but God promised and God fulfilled his promise. And so here he was, as well as his people. They had pitched their tents in the valley of Gerar, and Isaac's servants dug a well in the valley. that was critically important in that arid region, and they found a well of springing water. And this couldn't have been greater news because they had flocks, and it was essential not only for their existence and sustenance, but for the flocks as well. They had to have water. But there was a problem. The herdsmen of Gerar took the well. They must have overpowered them, and they just pushed them away. So they moved on, and they dug another well. And believe it or not, they decided the men of Gerar wanted that one too. And so here, Isaac's men had dug two wells, and they lost them both. And beloved, that's a lot of hard physical labor. I know in today's world, sometimes wells can go down. Of course, we've got machines to do it, 80 feet, 100 feet, 120, depending on where the aquifer is. But have you ever been in that place emotionally where you felt you just found something wonderful, a spring of water, for example, and the enemy came in like a flood, and it seemed you were pushed off your territory, the thing you wanted so much, the thing you were hoping for, the thing you were praying for, and all of a sudden, no, you had to move on. Isaac, think about this, beloved. He was surrounded by his enemies, but he didn't give up. You think they would have been discouraged after moving twice, and especially after working that hard to get a well and then to be pushed off by enemies. But he didn't give up. And so Isaac continued. He said, let's move on again. Let's dig another well. But the third time, praise God, this time no one fought over the well. Their enemy didn't come to drive them out. And many times the enemy of our souls will attempt to crowd us out, make us try to lose faith or lose face or make us lose ground. But beloved, no matter how hard you're tested or tried, if your faith, if you will remain steadfast in the faith of God, in His promises, you will know a way will be made. You know, there was a song that meant a lot to me in a very difficult time in my life, and it said, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He moves in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to His side. With love and faith for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. And beloved, that's a word. It's a song that's been around for many decades, but that's God's word to you today. If you feel helpless, if you feel alone, if you feel downcast, if you're sort of wringing your hands, you're not sure what's going to happen, what you're going to do, God's going to make a way for you. Not because I said so, but because He said so. Hallelujah. So don't give up. Don't give in to the enemy. Or if the henchmen of the devil try to attack you, just like Isaac did at the first well or at the second well, God has a place for you, a place of victory. God told Isaac in Genesis, the 26th chapter, verse 24, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bless thee, and I will multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. So obviously, they were going to survive. That little band wasn't going to be wiped out, but God, the God creator of heaven and earth, has promised, appeared to him and said, don't be afraid. As I was with your father, I'll be with you. So maybe we can paraphrase this verse for your situation, my situation, or for wherever, your church, whatever your family, whatever you're facing. The Lord saying, I am the God of Abraham. Fear not. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. And I will bless you. I will personally multiply your spiritual seed, the souls you shall lead to me, the souls you encourage. And I will do this, the Father says, for my Son Jesus' sake. Is that not a beautiful promise? This was His message to a peacemaker, Isaac. He didn't want to fight. All he wanted was to have his needs met. And if he had to move on, he moved on. He did it again. But finally, that third time, God made a way for him. He felt loneliness. Don't you suppose he did? In the midst of his enemies, he was the head of his clan. He was probably wondering, what am I going to do? He had responsibility for his family, for his servants, for the flocks. They had to have water. You can go without food for a long time, but after 3 days, if you cannot get water, the human body just will not survive. And I don't know how true that is for animals, how long they can go. But Isaac, you know, he was a splendid peacemaker, but he had to have encouragement. He needed to hear that cheery word from the Lord, praise God, that you don't have to be afraid, Isaac. I am with you. And let me share a New Testament scripture as I bring this broadcast to a close. In Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 6 and 7, the Word of God admonishes us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Lord, whatever your people are going through right now, we lift that need to you. And Father, we praise you. We thank you that you're a God who hears and answers prayer. What you did for Abraham, what you did for Isaac, what you did for Joshua, you will do for your people today. Your love is the same and you change not. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I pray you are being encouraged by the word of the Lord. It's lifting my heart because we all go through difficult times, but our God will never fail us. He won't fail us. He won't forsake us. He is with us always, even to the end of this age. Praise God. Well, I love you and pray for you every day, my partners, my radio family. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.